John Fierstead here for KDLO Outdoors today. Now we head down to the Brookings offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and I guess right in your own backyard of Brookings, heading south and west, what's happening with the fish?
You know, it's been pretty quiet around here. We were out on West Highway 81 Lake, and there was probably a half dozen boats on Sunday. We just took my daughter and her boyfriend out, and we were just casting plugs, and we caught white bass, which was fun. I think they're catching quite a few white bass out there. Last time we were out, we had a mix of white bass and walleyes, but I think it's yielding a few walleyes and a lot of white bass. But other lakes around the area, I think Lake Albert is still putting out a few fish. It's slowed way down from what it was, but reports I've gotten is you can still catch a couple of walleyes on the right day, and of course they're really nice fish. The other lake that I think is producing some fish are the Oakwood, East Oakwood. The report's a little old, but guys are out there just pulling bait and catching some decent perch, and I think they slowed it up and picked up a nice catch of perch out there, but nothing fast. Really no reports off of Sinai. Thompson's been quiet, but some of our guys were working up there, and they said they were up on the up in the park there, and there were boats fishing that north shore, and they watched a couple of boats pull in some walleyes right when they were there. So I think there's a bite going on there. We're not getting any real fast and furious reports, but the folks that are fishing it may be catching some fish. Around Madison, those lakes were slow. They did have leak about a week back, and I think a few teams had multiple fish, but I think only 17 teams out of 40 or so caught a walleye, and so it was a pretty tough bite. They were getting a few decent perch in the mix when they were fishing for those walleyes, and a mix of other species, white bass, etc. Brat Lake, I did get a report a couple of weeks back about a guy that was on the west end who caught bluegills just fishing the rock piles on the west end. So that might be something to try too. Around Minnehaha County, it's been pretty quiet. We did just do a survey on South Island Lake, which is over by Buffalo Trading Post, and our lake survey showed that lake was just full of really big walleyes, 20 to 27 inch fish, and for a small body of water, really good numbers. And there was also a pretty good bunch of larger perch in there too. So that might be one to try here late summer, going into fall, if you want to catch a nice or a trophy walleye.
Well, Dave Lucchese, I appreciate it. Next week, let's talk about the catfish tournament that went on and what happens after that tournament. So Dave Lucchese out of Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel down to Esteline. Hamlin County Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen, and this time of the year I know the brood routes start pretty soon. Have you had a chance to plan one or do one yet?
Yeah, I got my first one in the other day. I want to say that was probably Monday last week, or this week. And it turned out really well. It was really good conditions. I ended up counting about five broods on the route and a few more off the route. And so, the numbers, they're all really large broods, which was good to see. You know, brood size is up to about 9 to 11 chicks per brood, which was really good to see.
Good.
And granted, it's still early in the brood route season, so hopefully that number keeps increasing towards the end, too.
You know, and people might not know, but if you have dew and have the perfect still morning, they're getting out of that wet cover and out on the roads, aren't they?
Yep, and that's the one thing that really helps us. We kind of try to push it off where guys started cutting their ditches, that kind of helps push them out into actually open cover that we can actually see them, too. That's kind of a benefit as well.
Well, turning, that's looking good so far, and we'll check during the month of August on that. On the fishing side, is it still pretty much Albert and Ponset?
Yeah, those are my two heavy hitters right now. Albert's really starting to die off. Guys that go out there and really put in the time are still finding a handful of big fish left and right. Ponset, on the other hand, we're getting quite a few people out there, whether they're pulling spinners or plugs for walleyes or setting up for perch. It depends on the day, on the success. One day guys can do really well on both species, and the next day they just can't buy a bite. So
is a lot
one thing I wouldn't. What's that?
I was just going to say, Dan, excuse me, are a lot of them setting up south of that Stone Bridge area in that Prestrud's area, deep water?
I've seen guys set up kind of on the rock piles or off the weed lines off that Prestrud's. That's been a popular area. Off of Grapes Point has been a popular area. And then in front of the Smoking Shack.
Okay.
Barbecue place on the south side. I've seen quite a few people setting up over there too. So it changes, you know, with the wind, time of day, you know, the amount of sunshine that's shining down. So, you know, but have been producing pretty good areas over there.
As far as sloughs and retaining water for a waterfall, are you setting good there?
Yeah. You know, driving through the area, I'm finding plenty of water in our areas. It'll be interesting to see what this fall is going to hold for our waterfall numbers. I was talking to a few landowners the other day talking about how our mallard numbers seem to be down. Granted, those are probably going to be moving around quite a bit, but, you know, checking some of the main sloughs, I mean, we're seeing plenty of birds
good
out there. So
all right.
Definitely more the farther you go.
Okay. Well, Dan Sternhagen, Hamlin County Conservation Officer, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and last week you were working on a couple lakes and still had a little work to do. Can you recap those results?
Yeah, we were on dry two last week, and walleye numbers look really good, nice quality size fish, really healthy looking fish. We had about 17 per net, which is really high numbers. As far as the walleyes go, perch look pretty darn good too. Not as many big fish as we had, you know, a few years back, but still a few fish in that, pushing that 14 inch range. But good numbers, so I'd say around 5 to 7 as well in there. So future looks pretty good on those coming into that fishery. The other lake we worked on was Ponset. There was a crew down there. Walleyes continue to be looked about the same as they did about a year ago. Still a fair number of fish, under 15 inches. Looking maybe like they're a little bit better shape than they were last year. But good, still high catch rates on the walleyes. Perch numbers look really good. The first few days of that survey, we caught lots of perch, lots of, you know, good numbers in that 11 to 12 and a half inch range. Kind of tailed off towards the end of the survey, but still overall, I'd say perch fishing should be really good this coming winter, or this fall and coming winter down on Ponset.
With lakes like Ponset, maybe Willow Lake, Goose Lake at times, Big Stone, it seems like you never heard about summer or anything before fall of people catching perch, but maybe that coincides with larger populations, why they can maybe catch them and find them this time of the year?
Right, yeah, when you get the numbers out there, I think they can complete their food resource pretty quick, and that's when we typically see the perch go on a bite. And, yeah, a lot of years it's not till the end of August, first part of September, but I think, you know, with the number of fish in, like, Ponset right now, they may be cropping that food resource down a little quicker, and so that's why we're seeing somewhat of a bite.
Well, up in Day County, is it pretty much Opitz, Wabe, and Bitter, like same old record?
Yeah, that's been what's the main ones. You know, I've heard some decent reports off Bitter over the weekend, as well as Wabe had a few nice, good reports. The Rush Lake, we're still getting a few fish over there. The big one that started yesterday was Reitz. Reitz opened up yesterday. Good numbers of people showed up to that lake. I think the first one showed up just before 5 a.m., so there was people fishing that lake. Mixed bag resort reports. Some people caught some fish and others did not pond reeds.
Now, that's got totally different regulations for this year, and then it'll be next year, it'll be the full time of that month period. But I told people maybe, like, they can go to our website, gowatertown.net, and maybe do a screen capture or even take a photo with your phone on that. But you really know, you have to know what the regulations are on that lake because they're different than before.
Right. Yeah, they will be, you know, when they switch here, oh, I think it's the end of, or mid-September, they're going to switch. So, yeah, at that time, the walleye reg will stay the same with the 1 over 28. Perch is going to go to 1 over 14 inches, bluegill 1 over 10 inches, and the crappie is 1 over 15 inches. So it's pretty much, unless you got to catch a big fish, it's going to be a catch and release only fishery when it's open to the public.
Anything going on at Opitz?
You know, there's still some activity, a lot of small fish in that lake right now, and that's what, you know, it's good high catch rates for smaller walleyes if you just want to catch some fish, but sorting through those and getting enough, you know, some larger fish over that minimum 15 inches can be pretty tough. Perch numbers look really good in that lake as well, and I would expect, you know, some guys start to pull plugs up there will probably, you know, grab a few perch as well.
Last question, no trouble with the warm water, lack of oxygen in any lakes with any fish die off?
No, not that we have heard of yet. You know, it wouldn't surprise us, especially if we start getting some cloudy days, that we might run into some oxygen troubles. Like you said, the water temperatures are pretty high, and they've been that way for a while. And now these calm days, we start getting some good algae blooms going on. So we get some calm or cloud cover where we don't have a lot of sunshine. We could run into some oxygen problems, but as of yet, we just haven't had it. So luckily, we haven't had it.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, South Dakota, thank you. I'm Don Fierstead. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer, and are the two same lakes pretty much getting the pressure and giving up some fish? Goose Lake, south and west of Watertown, and Dry Lake up just south of Florence?
Yep, those have been pretty much the two targets that most of the locals here have been going to. They've been about the only ones that are giving up any amount of fish right now. Goose Lake, it's typical Goose Lake. It just depends on the day. Some days are better than others, but I guess that's fishing, so.
Yes, it is.
Dry Lake North up there, it has its days. It sounds like you can definitely catch fish. Your trouble is getting the fish, getting those walleye that are that 15 inches or bigger. Most of the walleye up there being caught right now are 14 inches or less, it seems like, so.
Yeah, and I was up there Saturday, and the road that the old flooded road that goes straight south of Florence really goes from below 2 foot to just over 2 foot. So, whatever size boat you have, you got to slow down and trim up to get over that and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, that's, I think it's like that 6-7 foot deep all the way up to it, and then it gets down to about that 2 foot mark or even a little less in some places.
And some of
I got to be careful going over that road.
Yep, and further west of that's another road that's gotten a lot shallower, and then way on the west end, a road that comes in from the east. So use caution if you see any roads that are become flooded at the shoreline, because the lake has got to be, 3-4 foot below full?
Yeah, probably.
As far as sloughs and water in them, do you
even
think?
Even some.
Yep.
What's that?
Kyle, what were you going to say?
But it's been producing some fish here lately, so.
Yep.
And I even seen a few perch there on Saturday. One boat come in, they had a couple, and I know a few have been getting caught, and they're in that 10 to 11 inches, so I mean, they're not monsters, but they're good eating size, so.
Yeah, that is good. You think the sloughs are still holding water for the ducks?
Yeah. They're still. Right here around Watertown especially, it seems like we've been, every week we get about an inch of rain, it seems like, so that's helping us keep our sloughs full here. You get a little further away, and some of them, those shallower back sloughs, they're kind of starting to get a little shallow and drying up, but it still seems like there's a good number of ducks out there and young out there, so it should be a good season for the waterfowl hunters coming up.
Has there been many complaints with Canadian honkers and coming out of the water and feeding on grain crops?
This year it's been about what we've had the last few years. It's not as we haven't gotten quite as many complaints here the last few years as the goose numbers are down a little bit. So with those goose numbers being down, the complaints have gone down. And part of it's too with the water drying up and stuff, some of those areas that weren't being able to be accessed very well by the farmers, those are dried up now, so you don't have the geese using those areas to nest anymore. So,
well, good. Yep. Well, that's a positive.
The complaints have been down this year. So
good. Well, Kyle Lenzner, CEO out of the Watertown office of Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. Now on Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side, we head up to Schmidt's Landing talking to Jenny. And as far as fishermen, are they finding some perch and walleyes in the middle of the lake to the north end?
Yes, that is where it is being targeted right now.
Are they finding results, or is fishing slow or good?
You know, it seems like it's up and down, kind of dependent on the weather. But we have in the last week have had some groups come in with quite a load of perch and a few nice walleye too.
Okay, and are they just bobber fishing or jigging on the boat, or just trolling and catching them that way? Do you know?
I think for the walleye they are trolling. For the perch, they have been a lot of them have been stationary jigging.
And they using spikes or minnow heads, do you know?
I've been going through a lot of spikes. So okay. I would think that's they're going through spikes.
Okay, if somebody were going out in your area from Schmidt's Landing today, should they maybe just try it out from you and then go elsewhere from there if they don't find them?
Yep, start out in the frontier and then head north. Yep, that would be a great idea.
Jenny at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you. Now we head over to Clark, South Dakota. Clark County Conservation Officer Zach Thompson. As far as fishing on some of the lakes from Reed down to Willow Lake, do you have pretty good fishing pressure on some of them?
Yep, Dry Lake number 2 by Willow is doing really good right now. Most guys are catching limits that are ranging from 16 to 19.5-inch walleyes, picking up a couple jumbo bonus perch as well. Most guys pulling plugs, covering a lot of water, and always a majority of them, too, are pitching the weed lines and coming up with good groups of fish. Reed Lake has been still producing numbers of fish. Seems like there's some smaller fish being caught up there, but the chance for a couple good 25 to 28s is always in the books as well. So fishing's really good at either place right now, and a lot of it is concentrating around the weed lines.
I did talk to, when I interviewed Brian Blackwell a couple of weeks ago, he talked about some roads that are barely under the water there at Willow Lake. I think the one up by town by the boat ramp, and maybe another one a couple miles south in the road, so maybe some caution areas.
Yes. I was out on the lake Friday and Sunday doing boat patrol, and the Willow Lake Road running through Dry Lake is anywhere from a foot and a half to maybe, if you're lucky, 3 foot of water, depending on the area. The one farther back coming across from Vienna, that road is actually a little bit better, but not by much, only around 2 to 3 foot. So be very cautious crossing the roadbed on Dry Lake number 2.
And before you go, anything happening on Mankey or Casey's or Indian Springs?
Indian Springs, they're still catching some overs. Same thing out there is, really making sure you hit the weed lines and come through with that, pitching plugs, and if you find them, maybe try slip bobbering with some creek chubs or something like that, and the same situation. Otherwise, Mankies and other places like that are actually pretty slow and really low on fishing pressure right now.
Well, Zach Thompson, Conservation Officer, Clark County, thank you.
Yes, thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, buddy. Talk to you later. Hope to meet you one of these days.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.